QED News, I'm Azul Dahlstrom-Ekman. State leaders announced today they've reached an agreement on the state budget. In a press release, Governor Newsom said the deal reached between him and leaders of the House and Senate involves $300 billion in expenditures, while filling in a $46.8 billion budget deficit. The deal proposes to use more than $12 billion from the state's rainy day fund over the next 2 years to help shore up the deficit. To reduce spending in the general fund, the budget includes a reduction of almost 8% to nearly all state department budgets in all categories, from personnel and contracting to not filling vacant positions. In a statement, Senate President Mike McGuire said, quote, "This is a tough budget year, but it also isn't the budget situation we were originally fearing." Immigrants' rights advocates are celebrating the state budget agreement that maintains in-home medical services for all low-income Californians, regardless of immigration status. Ronald Coleman Baeza, Managing Director of Policy for California Pan-Ethnic Health Network, says without the program, undocumented immigrants seeking medical care could have been forced into nursing homes or hospitals.
That type of institutionalization could have also put immigrants at risk of public charge, which could have carried immigration consequences.
The state legislature is expected to vote on the budget next week, ahead of the July 1st start of the next fiscal year. I'm Azul Dahlstrom-Ekman, KQED News.